This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant holding center in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The Mexican government said there were 68 adult men staying at the facility. 29 of them were also injured in the blaze. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the blaze apparently broke out after migrants set fire to mattresses in protest after discovering they would be deported. The blaze in Ciudad Juarez, one of Mexico's most deadly in years, occurred as the U.S. and Mexico are battling to cope with record levels of border crossings. Recent weeks have seen a buildup of migrants in Mexican border cities as authorities attempt to process asylum requests using a new U.S. government app.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Protesters in France threw stones and projectiles at riot police at a Paris pension reform protest turned tense on Tuesday, with officers firing tear gas to disperse the tense crowd. The Paris march led by unions had largely been peaceful in the beginning, but some protesters dressed in black clothing smashed the front windows of a store and started a garbage fire on the street. Tens of thousands marched in the streets of the French capital on Tuesday to denounce President Emmanuel Macron's push to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64, which was passed in Parliament without a vote. Belarus on Tuesday confirmed it will host Russian tactical nuclear weapons, saying the decision was a response to years of Western pressure, including sanctions and what it said was a military buildup by NATO member states near its borders. This is VOA News. Authorities in Malawi are still searching for dead bodies believed to be trapped under the rubble after Cyclone Freddy destroyed houses 2 weeks ago, killing nearly 600 people with over 500 others still missing. Lamek Messina reports for VOA from Blantyre.
Police at the area used sniffer dogs, which helped to locate dead bodies of people buried under the rubble. Gaspar Chalera is the Deputy Inspector General of Police, responsible for operations.
In some of the areas, we need actually an excavator so that actually we can actually fish through those rubbles.
In the meantime, search and rescue operations continue in southern Malawi by aircraft provided by various countries to rescue those trapped in hard-to-reach areas. Lamek Masina for VOA News. Blantyre, Malawi.
Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, have released about 2 minutes of edited surveillance video from the scene of Monday's deadly school shooting after three children and three adults were killed. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The video shows the shooter's car driving up to the school. Children can be seen playing on swings in the background. Then an interior view shows glass doors to the school being shot out and the attacker ducking through one of the shattered doors. The shooter walks through a school corridor holding a gun with a long barrel and goes into a room labeled church office, then comes back out. In the final part of the footage, the shooter can be seen walking down another long corridor with the gun drawn. The person is not seen interacting with anyone else on the video, and the footage has no sound. I'm Rita Foley.
The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti pleads for their release after they say they paid $6,000 and now the kidnappers want more money, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikes Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the UN, at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
Walking 8,000 steps, about 4 miles or 6.4 kilometers, 1 or 2 days a week may significantly reduce the risk of early death, according to a study released on Tuesday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.